two Dormouse slaves peering through a crack in the door, watched fascinated as the King of Sea Rats attacked the bell with his sword. The bell clashed and clanged as Gabool hammered at it, both claws gripping his curved blade. The one-sided fight could have only one possible outcome. The sword blade snapped against the great bell, and Gabool lay face down upon the stone floor, panting and sobbing as the metallic echoes of the bell swirled around the banqueting hall. The Dormouse slave turned to his companion.
Did you see that?
Aye, that I did. It looks like His Majesty is two waves short of a tide. Whoever saw a rat fight a bell?
Right, mate. And look, he lost. The great Gabool's crying on the floor like a baby squirrel who's lost his acorns.
The laughter rang through into the hall as the two slaves fled back into hiding. Gabool gritted his teeth at the bell.
Go on, laugh, you great brazen lump. Laugh away. But next time, I'll get a bigger sword.
Abbot Bernard sat at late supper with Simeon, Mellis and Gabriel Quill. Formal wandered in and sat picking at the barely touched food on the table.
Brr, maesters. No news of ye young'uns, then?
Simeon felt the round firmness of an apple as he polished it on his sleeve.
No news as yet, Formol, but don't worry, they've got everything on their side. Youth, health, strength, and a sense of adventure. I wish that I were with them, old as I am.
Mother Mellis tapped the table fretfully.
I wish I were with them too. I'd tan that Dandin's hide until he turned blue, the disobedient little wretch. That's all the thanks you get for looking after them, caring, worrying when they're ill. What about that scallywag nephew of yours, Gabe Quill?
Well, he fair shot me, I can tell ye. Young Derry were always a quiet sort of hog. Good worker, too. If you were to ask me, I'd say as he were led astray by that storm gollywhacker. My word, she's a wild un for a little mouse, that she is.
If the three were gone together, then I think it is for the best.
Mother Mellis pushed aside her plate.
How can you say that, Simeon?
Because either Dandin or Marielle has the spirit of Martin the Warrior walking alongside them, though I am not sure which one it is.
Abbot Bernard looked thankfully toward his friend.
Well, bless the seasons. Tell me more of this friend, Simeon.
Mellis, ever the big practical badger mother, stood up from the table.
I'm off to my bed. Can't stop around here all night with young'uns missing and you lot yarning away about long-dead warriors. Martin or no Martin, first thing tomorrow I'm putting that big otter, what's-his-name, Flag, out on their trail. He'll bring the rascals back.
When she had gone, blind Simeon began recounting his strange but wondrous experience.
It happened last night, as I sat dozing in my chair by the window. Oh, pour me some October ale, will you, Gabe? My throat's a bit dry.
Somewhere out in the darkness, a young blackbird chirruped as its mother drew it under her wing against the all-enveloping night. Dawn broke grey with an unexpected shroud of drizzling rain. The four travellers were abroad early, continuing their northward trek upon the path. The flatlands to the west had been left behind after the ford. Now the forest closed in either side of the path.
Pretty good this, what? The jolly old trees leading over like an umbrella, don't you think?
Durry shook himself.
No, I don't. If 'tain't churning up the path into mud, this rain is a-dripping off those trees onto the back of 'e neck. Still, as my old nuncle Ellis says, if it be raining, then there do be water pouring from the sky.
Marielle smiled and winked at Tarquin.
A wise fellow, your old uncle.
Duddy nodded in innocent agreement.
Oh, why? Nuncle Gabe's never short of wise sayings. There do be no better way of eating than with he mouth. A full barrel's not an empty un, and he can allus tell a squirrel by his tail.
Tarquin chuckled as he tuned his herolina.
That makes sense.
Dorry sniffed.
Of course it do. Bet you never seed a squirrel without one of those lolloping great bushy tails, did you?
No. Don't suppose I did, really.
There! That goes to show you, then. You can allus tell a squirrel by his tail, just like my nuncle says.
Dandin kept in close to the path's side.
The rain's getting heavier.
There was a distant roll of thunder. Lightning illuminated the sky, As they trudged on, Duddy whispered to Dandin.
Look it, Mariel's dropped back. Pears to me she's shivering and unhappy about summat.
They hurried back to Mariel. She was clutching herself, rain dripping from her face and paws, shivering as she faltered along the path. Dandin looked worried.
Mariel, what's the matter with you?
The mouse maid leaned against a spruce tree.
Thunder, the rain and the lightning reminded me of being thrown in the sea by Gabool. Terramort, my father.
Tarquin took charge.
Polly, you look like a whitewashed duck, old thing. Here, Dandin, lend a paw. We'll get her under some dry trees and light a fire. She'd better rest up until this lot clears.
Slightly off the path on the east side, they found a fir grove.